Okay, man, laat me het helemaal halen. De bodem. Omer Ravasi, Esrik shol maisa shen le divrei meir, ein odem yotze bo yidei chavasa biyanta, for divrei chachomim, odem yotze bo yidei chavasa biyanta. Ravasi holds that aside from being able to eat the Esrik, you also have to have a din mamon. And therefore, a mayor holds that maisa sheni, even Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat it, but it's not yours. It's your zoch mishulchan gavoa. The Rabban Shem lets you eat it, but it's mamon gavoa. So according to a mayor, you would not be yotze with an esrog of maisa sheni, even Yerushalayim. V'divrei chachamim, who hold that maisa sheni is mamon hedyet, that it belongs to you, so you're yotze. Matzah shol maisa sheni. V'divrei Rav Meir, ein adam yotze bo yidei chavos v'pesach. V'divrei chachamim, adam yotze bo yidei chavos v'pesach. Matzah, also, somehow there's a limud from matzah, we'll see in a second, that it has to be yours. So same thing, you're not yotze with matzah of maisa sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Rav Meir, who holds momen gavoa, but you are yotze with maisa sheni, matzah maisa sheni in Yerushalayim, according to the Chachamim. Isa shol maisa sheni, v'divrei Rav Meir p'tura men achala, v'divrei Chachamim chayeves b'chala. And same thing goes with dough, that's maisa sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Rav Meir, it's potter from chala, it's not arisoseichem, it's not yours. According to the Chachom, it is yours, Yechayiv and Chala. Maskif la Rav Papa. Let's see, Rashi. Ein yosei bo yidei chovos v'pesach, yidei chovos achilus matzah laylo harishon, ulakam en parach miksi matzah aschem. Where does it ever say that matzah has to be yours? It says it's your matzah. P'tura min achala, dechsiv ariso seichem. You only have to take chala from your dough. V'hai de gavoh, it's not yours. The alpha gav the ika heter achila, even though you're allowed to eat it, given the less lab din shar momen lab didehu. Ravasi holds that it has to have more than just heter achila. It has to be mamash have your, be a din of your momen, and it's not your momen. Therefore, you're potter from chala. Smor says, maskif lo rapapa. So, Papa raised an objection to this. Bishloma isok siv, reishis ariso seichem. When it comes to chala, it says it has to be your dough. Esrik nomik siv lochem, mishalochem. By Esrog it says Lokachtim Lachem. Ela Matzah Miksiv Matzaschem. By Matzah it says Shiv Matzah. Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Where does it ever say that the Matzah has to be yours? Omer Rabba Bar Shmuel, Visema Rav Yemer Bar Shalmiyah, Asya Lechem Lechem. Now we learn it from what's it called from Chala. Akzirishov. Ksiv Hocha Lechem Oni. Ksiv Hosam Vahoya Bacholcha Mi Lechem Haaretz. Malahala Mishalachem, Velo Mishal Meiser, Afkan Mishalachem, Velo Mishal Meiser. Right, so too, what's it called? We see in this Gzereshova, just like Chala, the dough has to be yours in order to be Chayv and Chala, so too, the matzah has to be yours in order to be Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah. Versus Lema Messayele, Isa Shal Meiser Sheni, Ptura Min Achala, Divir Rav Meir. The Isa of Meiser Sheni is Potter from Chala, according to Rav Meir. Right, so the Chora, here's a brisa that seems to support Ravasi, that Rav Meir would hold that Maiser Sheni is potter from Chala. So Rav says, Lein Masayele, hihi. What do you mean? It says exactly what Ravasi said. What's Lein Masayele? Right, what's the Shaila? Rav says, Ela midibaha plige baha nami plige. Al dil mashani isa domar kra riso seichem trezimne. No, maybe it's no riot, Ravasi. Ravasi says that in all three cases, matzah, esrig, and challah, according to Rav Meir, since Maaser Sheni only has a din achila, but not a din mamon, it's not considered yours. But here it says only by challah. Could be challah is different. Could be challah, everything is considered yours, even if it doesn't have a din mamon, even if it's only a din achila. Okay, like the other opinion. And challah is different, because challah says twice ariso seichem, and it's a mute, that only by Chala it has to have a din mamon also. But maybe by Esrig and by Matzah, it doesn't have to have a din mamon. That's the Gemara's, Tosa says it's only a dichui bi'alma, really that it is a raya, and all of them are similar. And therefore, according to Rav Meir, you wouldn't be yotze Matzah, or Lulav, or what's it called, or have to take Chala from Maaser Sheni. So Maaser, the Gemara, it seems to be, that matzah has to be yours. Right, that's the maskon of the Gemara. The only thing is that according to the Chachamim, matzah of Maaser Sheni is yours. But what about matzah that's not yours? Right? You borrow matzah. It's not yours. You didn't pay for it or whatever. So is that considered what's it called a yotze the mitzvah or not? Therefore the Sfasemis says that a person should be careful to buy his matzahs, and if he's eating by somebody else, to be kona the matzahs before yontif, or it could be on yontif also, you could be kona it just like you'd be kona a lulav, l'shem mitzvah, to make sure that it's yours, not just borrowed. Pashtus, though, you can't borrow matzah, because you eat it. And anything that you eat is considered for sure that they're giving it to you when you're just paying them back something else. So it's not considered shul. You can borrow a lulav to use. You can't borrow matzah to eat. So many hold that there's no inyan dafka to be koned to the matzah. There's even a Yerushalmi that says that if you steal matzah, you're not yotze because of mitzvah b'aveira. But from our Gemara's master, not like that. That you are yotze, even though it's stolen, because the maisa doesn't say again. Doesn't the matzah does not have to be yours where you had to steal it, right? Like by lulav, you had to steal it to be yotze the mitzvah. You didn't have to steal it to be yotze the mitzvah. It didn't have to be yours. But there's a Yerushalmi that says taka that matzah gezula is possible because mitzvah aveira, and the Rambam passings like that also. And others hold not like that, that there's no psul of mitzvah b'aveira by matzah, and there's no chiyuv that the matzah has to be yours mamish before. Okay. Rashi, v'hoya b'cholchem gabei chalaksiv. Hihi, v'adim esayele. What's the shayla if this b'raisa supports Ravasi? It says exactly, umay lema. What's the shayla? Elevade b'hom esayele. By chala, for sure, it's a raya. But lema de kamrin asiyosa de esrog umatzah komer. Maybe though it's no proof to him that it applies to matzah and esrog too. B'hochi komer lema mesayel ravasi bekulo mid the b'hoch plige be esrog umatzah nami plige. Let's say that this price is a raya that to ravasi that even by matzah and esrog also you're not yotze according to Rav Meir with Maaser Sheni. The achad taimahu, because all one reason. The hasam nami lochem ksi, by each one it either says lochem, or you learn it from chala by matzah. Umatzah nomi michala yalfa. Odil mashani isa behahu de ka'amar of meir ptura. Maybe only by chala are you potter, because it says chsiv meyuta yisera. Because there it says twice arisal seichem. Ava bechad miyuta lo nafkala. Maybe one miyut where it just says it has to be yours. Maybe a heter achila is also yours. Given the mishtari lachila, afal gav de lespa din momen lochem korina ben. Maybe as long as it's mutter to eat, even though you don't have a din mamon, that's also called lochem. Okay. Shel truma tmeya psula. Truma tmeya has to be burnt, so it's possible. The lesbo heter achila. You're not allowed to eat it. So it has to at least have, everybody holds it, at least has to be able to be eaten. But if it can't be eaten, even if it has a din mamon, you can use it for something, but you can't eat it, then it's not lochem. For something that's edible, obviously. Why lechatchila can't you take truma tahora? Right, lechora, what's it called? It's edible. We can give it to a kohen. Right. So chad omer mitnei machshira. One says that because they used to put the lulav back into water to keep it fresh, and since you have to hold the lulav and esrig together, or at least closely together, the kapas tomorrow brings a raya from here that you have to hold the esrog next to the lulav, put them together. Don't tie them together, but you have to hold them together, mamish together. Because since the lulav gets wet, the esrog is going to get wet too, and you're machshir lekabel tumah. And that's to be machshir a esrog to makabel tumah, that's truma, is not a good thing. You're only machshir to makabel tumah, you're bringing it closer to tumah. Or the Rabbeinu Hananel says, by being machshir lekabel tumah, you're making it into a kli. And that's also on yontif. It's the tikkun mona. So one says the reason is because you're machshir it. And the way you're machshir it is, like Rashi says, shemachshira lekabel tumah. Damrina masnisa mekabelis isha miad beno miad bailo machzeris lemayim b'shabbos. You can put the lulav back into water that it was in before Shabbos on Shabbos. Can't add water and you can't change the water. So you shorin ha'agudah b'shabbos k'deish lo yibshu. They used to keep the hadasim, aravas, and lulav in water so it shouldn't dry out. K'shenogim be'esrig huch shalatuma. And when you touch the esrig, right, after your hands are wet, it's going to become what's it called, huchsh or the tumba. So again, the kapos tomorrow brings a raya from here that you have to hold the estrog and lulav together. Others say there's no raya. Right? It doesn't say that the estrog becomes wet by touching the lulav. When you touch the lulav and then you hold the estrog, your hands make it, what's it called, make it wet. And by being machshir, you're bringing it one step closer to tumah. But what's it called? The other man, the Omer says, because by handling truma tahora, it's mafsid. It makes it rot faster. My binayu, kigon shikora leha shem chutz mikliposa chitzona, where you were kori the truma on everything but the outer skin of the esrig. The whole esrig is truma except the outer skin. Laman di Omer shemachshira ika. Lamaisa, you're machshir the whole esrig to makabel tumah, not just the outer skin. Laman diomer neshamatsid aleka. But if you're, the reason is because you're matsid, you're only matsid the outer skin that you touch. You're not matsid the inside of the esrig. So if the outside is not truma, this wouldn't apply. Rashi shematsida kliposa chitzona nimneses b'mishmashu yadayim. By touching it, it turns brown when you touch it. But also v'hatsid truma k'depricious. You're not allowed to be matsid truma, like we explained, and you're remafsid the outer skin of the esrog by touching it too much. The imnotel kshera, right? But if you did take truma tahora, l'chatchila you shouldn't, but if you did it, it's kosher. L'man diomer b'nei she'ein bo heter achila, hari yesh bo heter achila. L'maisa you're allowed to eat truma tahora, if you're a kohen. And if you're not a kohen, you can give it to a kohen to eat. It doesn't have to be that you have to eat, it has to be edible. That's pashtus, the idea. And according to the Mandiomer, who says that it's not mammon, it doesn't have a din of mammon, it does have a din of mammon. You can sell truma to Kohen or whatever, if you the Kohen already got it, or you have truma to soften, you can sell it to a Kohen. Rashi. Shariesh ba heter achila le Kohen. The Yisrael nami nafik ba im lacha mi Kohen, hoel the yachal achila le ben bito Kohen. Rashi says you could give it, you could feed it to your grandson, who is a Kohen. From Rashi's mashma, that it's not good enough that somebody could eat it. It has to be that you have some kind of heter achila, even though you personally can't eat it, but your grandson can eat it. And b'nei bonim kibonim. So it's like you're eating it. But if it would be stam kohanim, wouldn't be good enough. We'll see from the next case that there's a little bit of a riot to Rashi. Ava pidyon ein lo. But it's not that you could eat the truma if you're pulled it. Leos niteres vachilas Yisrael. There's no such thing as being poda truma, right? Like you could be poda maaser sheni and eat it. You can't be poda truma. There's no such thing. Truma has to be eaten by a kohen. There's no way of taking off the kedusha from the truma. V'homer kein rashahu. Anybody who says there must have been rishonim who held that you could be poda truma, and Rashi holds a tolls. Anybody who says such a thing is a rasha. Hariyesh b'din mamon kohen mekadosh b'asaisha. Kohen can be marry a woman with his truma. The Yisrael nami im nosn lo kohen mekadosh b'asaisha. For Kohen gave a Yisrael truma that he already received, the Yisrael can mekadosh an isha. It's his money. Umochro kohanim v'adom shloik. You also sell it to other kohanim, and the money is his. He can't originally sell the truma; he has to give it to a kohen. But if he gave it to a kohen and the kohen gave it back to him, he can sell it to whoever he wants. Okay. Okay, so again, some Rishonim learn, not like Rashi, that the heter achila doesn't be that you have to be able to eat it. Somebody has to be able to eat it. From Rashi's mashma, you have to either be able to eat it, or in a way that it's considered like you eating it. Your grandson eats it. Okay, v'shel demai, my time of the Beis Hillel, right? Beis Hillel says you yotze with demai, and Beis Shammai says not. What's the reason of Beis Hillel? Oh, you can't eat demai, right? Kivan di boy matker l'nichse v'havi ani v'chazi le'hashtanami lochem korinim be. Since you could be matker your nechosim and become an ani, and an ani, according to Beis Hillel, is allowed to eat demai, memela you have a heter achila. Now, according to Tosfos and the other Rishonim, that you don't have to be able to eat it yourself. Somebody has to be able to eat it. Here, an ani can eat it. Why do you have to be matker your nechosim and become an ani in order to be considered heter achila? Lechara, what's it called? Any ani can eat it. So even if you personally can't eat it, but there are Jews who can eat it. So it's a little bit mashma that you personally have to be able to eat it. Tosu says...
Why not your
ani
son? Your grandson?
Yeah, I'm saying, but the Gemara says that you yourself could become an ani. You don't have to worry about your grandson. Right? But if the pshat is that you personally don't have to eat it, you don't even need that. Anybody could eat it. Any ani can eat it. So it's edible. Right? But the Gemara says that the reason it's edible is because you could be mafkir and nechas and become an ani. So Tosu says it's lavdavka. Any ani can eat it. And a chanami. The Gemara only said this because in other cases, right, like by mukts or whatever, it has to be that you could use it. But over here, legabe heter achila, this was unnecessary. The Gemara just could have said, any ani could eat it. Disnan, machila nes ha'aniyim d'may, v'esachsanya d'may. Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to eat, an ani is allowed to eat d'may, since only a chumra the rabbanon weren't machmer by aniyim. And if you're harboring soldiers for the malchus, you can also feed them demai. Beshamay ani lo ochel demai. And Beshamay holds that an ani can't eat demai. Disnan ein machilin aniim demai v'asachsanya demai. V'amravuna tana Beshamay omrin ein machilin aniim v'asachsanim demai. Ubeisil omrin machilin aniim demai v'asachsanim demai. Right, that it's Beshamay who holds you can't, and Beisil holds you could. Rashi. So therefore, Beis Hillel holds a yotze with this esrig, and Beis Shammai says, and there's no one who can eat demai, and therefore it doesn't have a heter achila. Shel demai, locham mi am ha'aretz. You took tvua from an am ha'aretz, and you don't know if he took off trumas of maishris, ustam peroseim sofek enim usorim. And therefore, the chachomim were machmet, you have to take off maishris again. Mai tamai de Beis Hillel, ha'les be heter achila. Maish, you're not allowed to eat demai. The chazi lay derov amei ha'aretz ma'asrin hem. Most amei ha'aretz take off ma'aser. The chumra bi'almahu shemidu b'sofik tevel. It's only a chumra. And therefore the rabbanon relaxed that chumra for aniyim. The gabi aniyim v'achsanya lo hemidu divreim. Achsanya chayolos of shomela. You are required to harbor soldiers for the king. Umatu mezonoseim abnei medina. And the king makes you feed them. So the gabi that, they were matur to feed them demai. Okay, let's go on. Ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, right? L'chatchila, you shouldn't take ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, but if you did, you're yotze. L'man diomer neshe machshirai machshira. Ma'aser sheni also, you can't be matame. So therefore, you can't be machshirid either. So that's why l'chatchila, you shouldn't take ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, an esrig, because you're machshirid. L'man diomer shemesh nasid, arim afsid, the same thing. Ma'aser sheni, you can't be mafsid, and here you're mafsid by touching it. Dim notel ksheira, but b'dievet, it's okay. According to the Man D'Omer, who says that what's it called, that it has to be able to be eaten, everybody here holds you can eat it in Yerushalayim. But according to Man D'Omer, says it also has to have a din mamon. Not only can you eat it, then it's only a din mamon according to the Rabbanan, not according to Reb Meir. So this would be, the Mishnah would go according to the Rabbanan, not Reb Meir. That b'diyevet, if you were no tell my sheni in Yerushalayim yotze. Hare machshiru my sheni boy shimon. The kodesh yikri. The siva called my soaretz. My sheni is called kodesh. So the mice also you're not allowed to matam it. Okay. Laman diomer ba'or l'afisha in boheter achila. The one who said before that what's it called Ravasi that it has to have a heter achila Ravami. Who said it has to have only a heter achila? Avol I havi bo heter achila, havi hu miskasher. If it, only a heter achila be enough to make it kosher, afilu less but din mamon, even if it doesn't belong to you, ha yesh bo nami heter achila. The ma'aser you are allowed to eat it. By ma'aser sheni shalai, umasnishin the tani kosher divrei akoli. Vafilu Reb Meir the omer ma'aser sheni mamon gavah hu misukma. The Mishnah could go even according to Reb Meir, who says that ma'aser sheni doesn't belong to you. It's mamon gavah, but since you're allowed to eat it. According to Ravami, that's good enough. The habahad din mamon lo ba'in. You don't need a din mamon. You only need a heter achila. The kiven to achila lochem karin be. Since you can eat it, that's called lochem. Uman the omra ba'or lafisha in ba din mamon. Di nomi havi ba heter achila havi pasala. Mishum the lesser mamon l'shar hanos. Digo ma'isashen b'shalayim l'remeir. Right? But according to Ravasi, that you need more than a heter achila. It has to have a din mamon. Right? And it's pasal if you can't use it for other things. aside from eating also, then Masnis and Rabbanan he, the Amri Meiser Mom and Hedyidu. Then the Mishnah can only go according to Rabbanan, who say that Meiser Sheni is Mom and Hedyid. The lower Rab Meir, deal with Rab Meir Apostle. According to Rab Meir, what's it called? Meiser Sheni Shalayim, you wouldn't be Yotze, because it's not yours, even though you have a Heter Achila. Okay, also Chazazis, if it got these boils on it. So Omer Rav Chisda, Dover Zer Rabbeinu HaGodl Omro, HaMokom Yeh Be'ezro. We had the same Lashon before. Rav Chisda said, Rav said this, and the Rabbanu Shom should be with him. Lo Shonu Ela B'Mokom Echad. That's only if the Chazazis was in one place, then it's possible. Av B'Shnayim V'Shlosh HaMakom was kosher. But if it's spread over the Esrog in two or three places, it's kosher. Omer Le Rav HaAdar Rabba. Rav said it doesn't make sense. Just the opposite. B'Shnayim V'Shlosh HaMakom was Havile Kiminumer. If in two or three places, it's similar to an estrig that's menumer, which we'll see later, is an estrig that has many different colors to it. And we'll see if there's dafka kosher colors or even posel colors. But in any case, there's a psul of menumer where the estrig is not the same color, and there it's posel only if it's in a few different places. But if it's all concentrated in one place, right, and it doesn't have the dimensions that would posel the estrig, it's kosher.
The word menumer means multicolored?
Yeah, it's like a number, like a leopard. Spotted. Ele'i itmar ha-seifa itmar. And that's not hodr. If it was said, it was said on the seifa. What Rav said. Al-miyuto kosher. It says if the chazazis only covered a minority of the estrig, it's kosher. Omer Rav Chisda, Dover Zer Rabbeinu HaGadol Omro, V'amokom Yeh Be'ezro. And this Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, Lo Shonu Ela B'Mokom Echad. If the Chazazis is only on a minority of the Esrog, it's kosher. That's only when it's in one place. Avo B'Shnayim, Mishlosha Mekomos Havi Lekim Menumer U'Posel. But if the miut of the Esrog has Chazazis on it, but it's spread over two or three places, then it's posel. Because it looks like Menumer, it looks like a spotted Esrog, it's not harder. Omar Rava, the Al Chotmo, Afilu B'Mashu Nomi Posel. If it's on the Chotem, then it's what's it called Posel, even B'Mashu. See Rashi. Hachi Garcinon, Eloi Yitmar, Asefa Yitmar. Uve Chotmo, Ba'ovi Govo, Shemnashba Mishon, V'yore Litzad Rosho. Afilu Kolshu Posel, Shenirisham Leinayim, Yosem Mishar Makomo Shabo, Shaba'osi Ova, Ovi Adam Nosin Enov. More visible when it's on the chotem. Now Rashi learns the chotem is where the esrig is fat and then it tapers off. So from where it starts to taper off, that whole area where it tapers is called the chotem. And anything there, any chazazis over there, even a mashahu, and from Rashi also is mashma, that a mashahu means not mamish any amount, but an amount that you could see clearly. You can't see it clearly, then it's what's it called, the Radvaz says that if you can't see it clearly, you have to look very carefully to see it. Surely if you need a magnifying glass to see it, that doesn't possible it. That's not called Masho. Right? And the Mabit says, even if a person has good eyesight, he can see it well. But most people can see it well, it's kosher for everybody. Because it's not readily visible to most people. It has to be readily visible to most people. The Ravid has a shail over here where there are other psulim of Hadar, also Pasul B'Mashahu on the, what's it called, on the Chotem. Okay? The Ridva, the Ramban, the Ravid all hold that you have to be Machmer, that any of the Psulim, Shinui Mare, we'll get to where it says different, the color that's not kosher, any black spot or a white spot, even a Mashahu, again, a Mashahu means where it's readily visible, Pasul's on the Chotem. And the Rosh says it's only Psulei Hadar that passel there, but other psulim don't passel on the chotem more than anything else. On the chotem, it's only because it's not hadar. But if it's other kind of psulim, yavesh. Some hold that yavesh is not because of hadar, because of, like the Yushalmi says, lo amesim yahaluka. So if yavesh is not pasul because of hadar, a little bit of yaveshus on the chotem also wouldn't passel. It has to be rov yavesh. And even on the chotem wouldn't passel. Now, what is chotmo? Rashi, the way the Rosh learns, is the whole area of the esrig that is tapered. The Rambam learns that chotmo means the pitum. Any chazazis on the pitum itself, not on the esrig. The pitum is called chotmo. The Ritva holds that it's the area directly under the pitum. Okay? So forth, we have three shitas. One is the whole area where it's taper. Second shita is the pitum itself. The third area is the area on the esrog directly under the pitum. And the rif and the rach, what's it called? The rif and the rach seem to say like what's it called? Like Rashi, that it's the whole area from where the esrog is thick around, the whole area that tapers up above that. Could be Rashi holds that the way the Rosh learns, I'm not 100% sure, that it's not the whole area that tapers. It's just the immediate top part that tapers down, and then it starts to get a little bit wider, and then it becomes the, what's it called, the widest it's going to be. So just the original beginning of where it starts to taper, Rashi may hold, that's called the Chotem. But as it gets down farther towards the middle of the Esrig, that's only called the Chotem according to the Rif and the Rach, but not the way Rashi would learn.